This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you flip on the TV or you pull out your phone, and assuming you pay attention to the ads at all, you might notice a certain overlap of late between stories in the news and the ads that punctuate them about the sometimes tricky social and political issues right now in this economy. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has this look at global brands trying to align themselves with consumers' values on the way to their pocketbooks.
A mother and daughter sit in the front seat of a parked car.
Now, when you get pulled over...
Mom, I'm a good driver.
Okay? Baby.
Don't worry.
This is not about you getting a ticket. This is about you not coming home.
This is a new ad from Procter & Gamble. Part of its My Black is Beautiful campaign. Right? It shows a series of conversations between black mothers and their children.
You are not pretty for a black girl. You are beautiful, period. Okay?
Every mom has the birds and the bees talk, but there was a very specific conversation that African-American mothers have had over decades. So from the 50s to today, that is the same conversation.
Christine Decker is P&G's director of North American marketing. She says this is the latest in a string of socially conscious ads from P&G. Over the last couple of years, the company estimates it's spent hundreds of millions of dollars across a handful of different campaigns that all address bias issues. After it tested this ad in a few small TV markets, it spread through social media, racking up about 5 million views in just 10 days. P&G still hasn't done a major TV campaign with it yet, but the company has found these ads work. A female empowerment campaign a few years ago from its Always brand of feminine products helped that business increase its market share by 2 percentage points.
Everybody makes good, useful stuff now. And it's all, you know, one click away on Amazon.com.
Jim Nail with Forrester Research says making something that is fundamentally different and better from what everyone else is making, it's hard.
And if you manage to do it briefly, you will be copied and you'll have a raft of competitors in very short order.
So he sees an increasing number of big brands trying to connect with consumers by using this type of advertising. Ones that pitch a common set of values or focus on a societal issue like race, gender, or inequality.
It's been a long, long time coming.
Opportunity should not discriminate. The ball should bounce the same for everyone.
That was a Nike ad. Heineken had a spot where strangers with opposing beliefs were paired up and given the option to talk through their differences over, yes, a beer.
Well, I'm having a drink.
I'm having a drink.
Yeah.
Beer.
Yeah, beer and discuss.
Of course, inserting your brand into sensitive and difficult conversations is risky. Companies can alienate consumers who disagree with the message of the ad, or they can just miss the mark. Remember that ad Pepsi pulled this spring after a big public backlash? It featured model Kendall Jenner leaving a photo shoot to join a group of protesters marching in the street. Then she hands a police officer a Pepsi while the protesters cheer. Here's Forrester's Jim Nail again.
Pepsi tried to make their product the solution to the strife between the races.
Which is pretty cringy. On the other hand, Nail says Heineken positioned itself as more of a facilitator, helping people have difficult conversations.
So it took more of a side role as opposed to, you know, the classic advertising approach is to make the product the hero.
He says for this type of advertising to work, the product has to get out of the way. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.